This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Top of the morning to you, sir. Top of the morning to the coast. Widow, good morning.
Morning.
Well, you're, it sounds like you're about to make a speech.
I am.
Your Holiness. welcome.
Okay, the speech is that it's Friday and you are all instructed to have fun.
Yeah, people love Fridays. That TGIF.
TGIF
Friday.
Yeah.
Yay. TGIF, NRMA, F, what, WFT. All those, I love those things.
Yeah, LOL.
LOLs.
Yeah.
In the future, people will just be talking in letters.
It's true.
And you just have to know the code. If you don't, bad luck for you. Hey, learn the language or leave.
Or leave. Get out. Anyway, I am pretty happy it's Friday.
You look happy.
I've worn my jandals.
You got that happy
look. Because you can be a bit casual on a Friday.
Yes, yes.
And I know they're not supposed to be called jandals, but they're not really thongs.
Doesn't matter. So. Friday, the laws change.
They do.
You can call anything else on a Friday. You know,
what can I call you?
You can call me whatever you like. And, except don't call me what you normally call me off air. That's all. But it's great.
Well, we got a big show for you. We got a big show planned for
you. Yes, today we have your last chance to get Killers tickets on the show.
I know. How hot are they? Because the Killers gig's tomorrow night.
That's right.
So you can only take part if you want to go tomorrow night. If you got, you know,
it's
dinner
too late.
With mum and dad, well, bad luck for you.
And after they've finished, it's too late. It's pointless. You can go to the venue and there's no one there. It's very boring and you'll be disappointed.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
It's thanks for the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. G'day, Sterlo.
Hi, Sterlo.
Yeah, good morning, guys. With that bad case of whooping cough, I can't catch anything through the phone, can I?
No.
If we can arrange it if you'd like to catch something from me. I know. Now, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but Sterlo actually wrote that promo for himself.
Well, it's very long, which is why I keep coming in too soon.
But
I think.
it could easily be longer. I mean, he was so humble, he didn't even mention the four grand finals.
I know.
Look, to be honest, if I'd have written it, we wouldn't have time to do a segment. It would be still running.
Listen,
Sterlo, I really appreciate our time. And before we go any further, congratulations to the Eels.
Who have a big win, a
huge turnaround. And this turnaround happened just coincidentally as you started talking to 2GO.
I think we've got something to do with this, Sterlo.
Well, let's hope so, and that means we'll have to talk every week. Because it was only an 88-point turnaround. Like, you know, it was
only,
you know, 54 the first time we win by 33. You know, like, it was never in doubt. Really.
That's right. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you're very happy. But you know, the thing about I really love talking to Sterlo because he confirms a lot of things for me that I thought I imagined or dreamed. You know, we talked about the bear.
Yes.
Because I remembered a guy called the bear, and everyone said, I can't remember that. You're going crazy. And I talked to Sterlo, and he confirmed there was a man called the bear because he was very hairy. And whenever he had a fight on the field, he had to be subdued with a tranquilizer dart. And we tried to trace him, Sterlo. He's actually at Taronga Zoo at the moment, just having a really good retirement.
He's still with us.
He's still with us, yes.
He's doing about as much work now as he ever did. So
that's
he's
right.
just sitting around getting fed by other people and
that's right.
and just taking up a big space in this world. Yeah.
That's right, and throwing poo at others, I've heard.
I think that's the monkeys, not the bears.
No. Now, and the other story that I really love, the fact that you remembered this, was, I don't remember his second name, but Daryl, the guy who exposed himself on national TV accidentally without realising. And you know, the sad thing is, Sterlo, is that Daryl, what's his second name?
Daryl Bampton
will always be remembered for that one thing. People, you know, his grandchildren will say, tell us about your footy days.
Well, you know what? The fact that you struggle to remember his name probably means that he's not going to remember that well.
So. Yes, no, but, yeah. You know, within his family, like his grandkids. Oh, yeah. So have you got any footage of you playing? No, but check this out.
Now, well, I've been thinking about our conversations, Akmal, and, yeah. You know, you want to get a little bit of inside goss.
Yes.
I'm happy to share, but it would have to be a quid pro quo kind of situation where it would need to be matched by the seedy revelations of the life of a comedian, because I understand that it, you know, like, you guys are fairly shady and comedy's a serious business and things like that. So,
so what you're saying...
there might be some good stuff coming from your side that I'll match from mine.
If you want to know my dodgy behaviour or anything that's sus, all you have to do is come and see my act. I talk about everything. That's the thing. Whenever I'm ever convicted of anything, people go, oh, yeah, that'll be right. I knew that.
Still, he's determined to get you to give us some sort of goss. And...
Because let's not forget that Sturlo was playing and travelling the world
in a different time.
Before there were mobile phones, before everyone had a camera in their pocket. So I think you would have an incredible amount of juicy stories. And trust me, Sturlo, no one listens to this show. So you can tell us, and it will not leave this studio.
So it just stays within this room? Excellent. All right, I'll have something for you next week. But
yay!
I expect something
in return. All right, you've said it now.
You've promised us now, Sturlo. All right,
well, something in return.
Okay,
We'll get something. What about 2 kilos of rump steak?
I expect something similar from you, because trust me, I don't really want to come and watch you in a show. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, no.
we're going to make this happen next week.
I hear that a lot, Sturlo.
Hey, Sturlo, we should probably get some tips out of you, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, look, the standouts this week, I really like South Sydney tonight against Brisbane. Going along great guns, were fantastic last week. I think that might last a while. And North Queensland had a win last week, which broke their long losing run. I think they'll be too good for the Raiders this week. And let's hope my Parramatta side can go back-to-back against the West Tigers as well.
So
they're the standouts.
Thank you so much, Sturlo. We look very much forward to next week, where you're going to drop a bombshell on the Mandy and Akmal.
We're
going to
promote it all week.
We're going to promote the hell out of it, Sturlo.
No, don't promote it. Because no one listens to the show anyway, so it would be a waste of
time. You know, there's about six people who listen, and two of them are associated with the station. So, you know, you've got nothing to worry about.
Family.
Yeah, that's right. My mum.
All right. Thanks for the chat, Sturlo.
Have a good weekend, guys.
See you, mate. Chatting to Sturlo, thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale. On now, brianhiltonkia.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Pick the roundabout.
Yeah, the Central Coast is a big place, and one of its distinctive features is there are many, many roundabouts.
Yes.
And so this game is really about picking a roundabout. And joining us to play this morning is Rod from Gorrican. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
We're really well here.
No, he was talking to me when he said darling.
Oh, sorry.
Good, Rod.
No. Oh, come on, Akmal.
Hey.
Now, Rod, do you spend a lot of time on the road?
Currently on the road at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to describe a roundabout to you. You have to tell me which one it is, and if you get it right, you win a prize. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, it's a four-way roundabout. One way you can duck into Dan Murphy's, which is probably why so many people knew this one. One way you can see paddock with cows. There's a housing estate on the other side, and you can head towards the M1 if you go straight ahead. Which roundabout is it?
My money's on Tugra Westfield.
Well, you're a well-versed betting man. Well done, you.
Well done, Rod. Now, what do we have for Rod?
What do we have for Rod? I reckon we're going to send him to the circus.
Yeah, send him a circus on at the moment at Gosford Leagues Park. Get your tickets, ticketek.com.au. You got a double pass, buddy.
Oh, you bloody beauty.
Yes, go and enjoy that weekend with some fun and some seductive dancing at the circus.
The seductive dance.
How about chucking in a couple of freckles?
Oh, yeah, you can have a bag of freckles. Yes, you can, my word.
A couple of freckles? Well, we're going to flood your truck.
With freckles.
Freckles and nuts.
And nuts. We're giving you nuts as well, Rod. You're getting the hat trick. You're getting circus tickets.
I'm getting the hat trick. You beauty.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well done, Rod.
Thanks very much, Rod.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air. Right now.
So, yesterday, made another $50 on Gumtree.
Oh, God.
I'm making money on Gumtree and I am loving it.
Your computer has become a casino. Yeah. That's what it is, except you win.
Yeah,
you're the
time.
House.
I know.
Yes.
Do you know what, though? I'm loving meeting people. I think that's the biggest draw card for me. So, it's not really about the money.
You enjoy having strangers come to your home?
Yeah, but they're kind of strangers that have things in common with me because we like the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they really like my stuff.
That's fantastic.
And you know, they're coming in and we're having chats about, you know, antique markets and... You know, it's really cool, and I'm finding that they want to send me photos of the thing that they bought from me when it's in their house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so this couple came around and bought this bar, this old 70s bar that I had.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you got to send me a photo when it's all, you know, set up, because they're going, oh, we're going to put this there and we're going to do this. So they got home and they sent me a photo of the bar in their house.
Mm.
That's not creepy, is it?
No, it's not creepy. I just wish that I could get excited about things like that as much as you get excited, because it would... I think I'd be a happier person. But, you know, for me, I mean, I'm not putting your ideas down, but, you know, someone sending me a photo of a bar, I couldn't. You know what it is, Akmal? I'm cynical.
I know, cynical. Do you know what it is? I've had these things for a really long time. I've hung on to some of them for 20 years.
Yes.
And I'm kind of at that stage in my life where I'm cleaning out the clutter.
You don't want the bar anymore?
No, but I want somebody who's going to appreciate it, and they do. So they take a photo and they say, see, we look at us. We appreciate this thing.
We're looking after your bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're looking after your bar. We're having cocktails.
Responsibly.
Responsibly on your bar.
That's amazing. And how much money have you made so far?
Over $500.
Over $500?
Yeah. From selling, like, you know,
old glass and crockery. Stuff you're selling yours?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it's not stuff I've stolen.
Well, that's good to know, because that's always a sus thing when you're buying off Gumtree.
But I love the characters, you know, that they come in and they're talking about this. And there's a lady that came in the other day to buy all my glass stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about how it's become this real hobby of hers to go and get stuff and then sell it and then get it and then sell it. It's kind of this weird thing that she does where she collects and sells.
It's been going around for a long time.
I know, but, you know, she's much more fluid than me. I hang on to stuff for a few years. She's, you know, she's buying and selling and buying and selling. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, do you ever regret selling stuff? So, like, do you ever have thoughts of going back? Because you know where they live now because they've sent you photos.
Go back and steal it and resell it? No.
And then they call you up and say, oh, we lost ours, but you've got another one exactly like the one we just lost.
I know, right?
What are the chances, right? And you could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Slightly illegal, but I won't tell anyone.
Good. All right.
That's great.
If you won't tell anyone, then I'm in.
Yes.
So anyway, I don't think I've got a problem yet, but I am a little bit addicted to Gumtree, and I think to meeting people as much as anything else.
Yes. You've got a few addictions now. They're piling up.
They are, aren't they?
We've got to have a talk.
Okay.
But
What are my other addictions?
Well, we can't discuss them on air. I mean, that's slanderous. You'll sue me. But just because you shared something with me privately doesn't mean that
Are you talking about my sex addiction?
Well, that's
Stop the conversation. Oh, hey. It's joking. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Well, if you've had sex with Mandy, that is a joke. I'm kidding.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I think we need a little Trump update.
Let's say China.
Yes. No, you know, he's done a promo for us.
Has he?
Yeah, wait till you hear it.
You got Trump to do a promo for us?
Yeah, yeah. I actually have his number.
Wow.
And I was surprised when he answered.
Okay.
And he remembered me.
I look forward to hearing that.
Mm.
I want to talk about the fact that Kanye West has started tweeting Trump, and they're tweeting each other, so they're best tweety friends
tweets.
Now.
They're two tweets.
They are two tweets. Mm. But Kanye has been attacked by a lot of his followers for supporting Trump.
Yes.
And so he's come back and said, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. You don't have to agree with anyone.
I love the way you got ghetto there for a little bit and then you pulled out.
I did. Because I thought I'm not going to be able to sustain the ghetto voice for the whole tweet.
No.
I thought also maybe that's a bit racist.
Yeah. So you made a decision. It was very quick. It was just enough to not be offensive. But at least you had a go.
Oh, I had a crack.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I find funny about this tweet is he says, you know, you can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy.
Mm.
What are you talking about, Kanye? You're both dragon energy.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because there's a story. There's a Trump double. They found the Trump double.
A doppelganger
in Spain.
Yeah.
And it's a woman who looks, she's a farmer.
Oh.
I know, but she looks identical to, so
you
maybe that's what he means.
There? Show me the picture of her.
That's what she looks like. And Maybe that's what it's saying.
Oh, like, my God. She looks just like Trump.
Well, it's Trump in drag.
It's Trump with boobs.
That's what, well, no, Trump has boobs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think they're slightly bigger than this woman's.
All right.
But maybe that's what Kanye West was talking about when he said...
Dragon energy.
Maybe that is, yeah.
Maybe he's thinking of this woman. That's what Trump would look like if he actually did work, because she's got a shovel over her shoulder and she's wearing gumboots and she's standing in a paddock she's about to hoe something out of the field.
She has a hoe in her hand and he... doesn't matter. Let it go.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, I want to tell you about something going on in a university in the States, the University of Utah.
Oh, yeah, Utah.
It's a great word, isn't it? Utah.
Utah, meter. Yeah. It's ta.
Utah, meter. We all scream for Utah. In the university, they've installed something to help stressed out students, people that may be a bit overwhelmed by university, people that may be not coping with the workload, or maybe just
and
feeling...
the fact that they're Americans.
Oh, well, that's
going to university in America is stressful. Just being an American, having a president like Donald Trump is stressful.
Exactly.
I'm glad we live in Australia.
So am I. So this is called this booth that has been created in the library of the University of Utah is called the Cry Closet.
Oh yeah.
And it's where you can go if you want to relax and calm down, or perhaps have a little private cry.
In a cupboard.
In a cupboard.
And this is the a cupboard locked after that? Or?
So only one person at a time can go in the cupboard.
Oh, one person.
So there's no sexy times in the cupboard, which is good because people do tend to do that in libraries anyway.
But if they're crying, that's, you know, I thought that would cheer them up.
Maybe, but no, the rules are one person at a time.
One person per cupboard.
Per cupboard. And inside the cupboard, it's filled with soft, cuddly toys.
Oh, that's very strange. When I was young, my parents used to punish me by putting me in the cupboard. And when they really wanted to punish me, they'd get in the cupboard with me.
Why?
I'm joking.
Oh, I thought. Some weird Egyptian thing
tradition,
going on, thinking,
God.
What's mum doing in the cupboard?
God, you just.
Sorry, I ruined it again.
No, you didn't. No. I used to lock my parents in the cupboard. No one was locked in the cupboard in my family. If you're listening and you're a family member, I'm just joking.
I used to like playing in the cupboard because I used to pretend it was that. Is it the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe where they go through the cupboard?
Oh, yeah.
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe part of the Lion, the Witch, and the.
That's the one.
I used to go in the Lion. Don't ask what that actually means.
But apparently you have to knock before entering in this cry closet, and you're encouraged to talk about your experience on Instagram and Twitter. And
But isn't that weird? I mean, isn't the cupboard in universities where they keep their guns?
Oh, yeah, well.
You've got to be careful. Yeah.
Ooh.
And
you don't want to get the wrong cupboard, do you?
Especially
if you're emotionally unstable.
If you're unstable and you're unhappy and you're frustrated, go in the cupboard. Oh, what's this?
Bang.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Not again.
They have some music playing, though.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, I'm imagining they have some music.
What's the music?
Heavy metal music. Oh.
Guns N' Roses, Don't Cry.
Wouldn't that be great if they had a soundtrack in there?
Yeah. Mm.
And if they really wanted people to cry, they could play this.
No. Oh, you don't want... I know what you want.
You know what I want. If they really want people to cry, play
True
this.
Blood.
Oh, yeah. tears of joy.
Tears of get me the hell out of this cry because I can't stand John Williams anymore.
No, yeah, imagine that. Imagine being in the cupboard and having that played for 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
Hey, forget waterboarding.
We should do a competition where we keep someone in a closet and we play John Williamson to them for 12 hours.
Yeah, if they don't get out.
At all.
They win a car.
Something like that.
What about that?
I think it's a great concept.
I mean, hey, I could last a long time because I love that song. That to me.
You would struggle with 12 hours, I reckon.
I would struggle with 12 hours of doing anything, even something pleasurable.
Now, look, guys, if you are feeling a little bit emotional, if you do need some help, remember you can always call Lifeline if you need to.
Yes.
13 11 14.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time to delve into the darkness of the criminal mind.
Well, Adelaide is a very strange place, isn't it? It brings out very strange people and...
criminals in particular.
Criminals and strange behaviours in people generally. I found Adelaide's weird.
Why do you say that though?
Well, because I've been there. That's why. And I've experienced it and I've seen it. I have
everybody
evidence.
Thinks that there's lots of murders in Adelaide, but there's not any more murders in Adelaide than there is anywhere else. You know that?
Statistically, that is incorrect.
I think they're just capita. Weirder. They're just weirder.
No,
murders.
But you know Adelaide. You know Adelaide very well, right?
Yeah.
Basically, Adelaide is encapsulated in one strip of road. You got the.
Yep.
You got Rundle Street.
Yep.
Which is nice, and people wear pants, and they drink coffee, and yes. walk around, and don't yep. commit crime.
Yep.
And then there's the mall.
Yes.
And the mall's got these gigantic big balls.
Balls in it. Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know.
Big metallic balls.
Big metallic balls. If you go to Adelaide, check out the balls. You won't regret it.
And then I love that sentence.
Yeah, and then you cross the road and you go from that. And then once you get into that bottom part of
Hindley
town,
Street.
And it gets really
g'day, mate.
Hey, you want to buy some drugs?
No, it's not really like that anymore.
You want a kick in the teeth?
Russell Crowe doesn't hang out there.
You want a kick in the teeth?
That's the Adelaide mayor.
Yeah, right.
It is a funny place. It's an odd place. And I know you come from there, and I don't mean to offend you personally, but you're an odd person.
Okay. Well, I'm happy with that.
You happy with odd?
Yeah, I'm happy with odd.
Odd's nice. It's better than criminal, which is what this woman, this is a chief constable. Mm. She's the chief constable of the Adelaide police.
Okay.
And she was selling drugs.
So she's the criminal.
Well, I don't think she saw it that way, because when she was arrested, she said, "What's the big deal? I didn't sell drugs to children, and I made money. So what's the problem?"
Oh, wow.
What's the problem? She
wow.
said.
Wow. She said, I didn't sell drugs to children.
So, yeah. That's
wow. That was her defense.
But officer, do you know it's actually illegal? Oh, yeah, kind of. But, you know, if you're going to be like that about it. If you're gonna be
all rulesy on me.
If you're gonna go rulesy, no. But it's a strange thing.
It would have been good, because
she could have done both. You know, she could have just buy some drugs, make some money, and then arrest the person
who she's
on the spot.
Drugs.
Yeah, you know, it could have been a win-win.
Well, how confusing for the drug dealer though. Are you a cop or are you a
She's the
dealer?
Drug dealer.
Oh, she's the dealer.
She's the dealer.
Oh, my God, I'm confused.
Did you not get this?
I did get this.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening to you, but I'm confused because she's a cop and a criminal.
I think Mandy meant to say how confusing for the buyer.
Oh, there you go. The buyer. Yeah, that's
buyer,
exactly
yes.
what I meant, Widow. Thank
See?
You.
She's from Adelaide, Widow. That's okay. It's all right. No, but it's funny. It's funny when good cops go bad. When bad cops go good. cops are good. Cops are tops. Except for this one.
Cops are tops, and
cops
we love our cops.
Tops.
We love our cops.
Not all of them.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You know, there's a story here where a woman was apologetic. A police officer in America was apologetic about tasering her. A fireman. He was a fireman, and she went and she. I don't know why. She made a mistake. She mistook him for a criminal and tasered him. We've all done that.
I mean, yeah.
We've all done that.
Yesterday, you know.
Yeah, we just, you know. And then she sent him a cake with sorry on it. I didn't realize it was a thing.
What did the cake say?
It said, "Sorry, I tasered you." I'm sorry I tasered you. You know, when she went to the cake shop, she said, and the woman at the cake shop said, "Oh, yeah, we get that a lot."
Yeah, sorry
Every
I tasered
day.
You.
Sorry I tasered you. That's a classic one. And it comes with a card. Sorry I tasered you. And you open the card and it says, "Bzzz," you know. But it's a funny thing, isn't it?
It is. And I've never, ever heard of a sorry cake. I kind of like the idea of a sorry cake
mm-hmm.
because saying sorry is such a hard thing and it's kind of an awkward conversation. So if yes. you can kind of break that with a bit of cake, you know, yeah. that actually would probably work a treat.
Yeah. You know, it would be terrible what? If you didn't know that the person you're saying sorry to with a cake is anaphylactic and there's some nuts in the cake.
Oh, no.
And then their face explodes and then you've got to get another, sorry, I didn't know you were anaphylactic. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about the last cake. Yeah, this is the second sorry cake.
The sorry cake. And then, you know, and then he develops diabetes because he eats the entire cake and gets diabetes. And then she has to get him another cake saying, "I'm sorry, I gave you diabetes."
I mean, there's a lot of small writing that has to go on the top of that cake. Oh. Sorry. I gave you diabetes and your face fell off because you had an anaphylactic attack from
and
the first
I tasered
cake
you.
And I tasered you.
That's a big cake. Or small writing. You know.
All right, so who would you send a sorry cake to? Because I'd like to explore,
yeah.
you know, because I think this is a great idea, the sorry cake.
Yeah, I'm with you. It is good. But I tend to want to taser people more than say sorry to them. You know, I'll say sorry to them after the tasering.
Okay.
But it must be a very satisfying thing to own a taser and just pull it out and go, you know, it's a handy thing to have. I think every citizen should have one. You know these people, you know, have you ever been in a shopping center and you try to park and you clearly are going into the park and then someone comes in and just takes it?
I hate that.
Taser. Just a little, not a big one, just a little, just a little reminder.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So I thought we were going to ask who would you send a sorry cake to?
No, I think it's much more fun. I mean, you can send the sorry cake after the taser.
Okay, so what are we asking?
So we can do both. Who would you like to taser? I mean, there is a list of people that I would like to taser.
But you don't want to hurt these people, though.
It's just a little shock, a little zap,
just to say,
just like, you know, NRMA people should carry them.
Yeah.
You know, they start your car with a zzz, and then, you know, if you're having trouble sort of waking up, if you feel a bit sleepy.
Just wake up with a little taser.
Yeah, thank you, NRMA. I needed that.
All right.
You know.
Well, this is another one of those weird questions that this show can ask from time to time. Who would you like to taser?
Who have you always wanted to taser? There's a list of people I would like.
Give us a few.
You know, Peter Dutton.
Yeah.
Because he's got like this. He would change his expression.
Widow's enjoying this.
I want to know if he's got another expression.
Yes.
What about, you know, John Williamson, as he's singing, "Hey, True Blue," you just give him a little zap and then he can suddenly reach a higher register. "Hey, True Blue." Which might, you know, give that.
So 4324444. We do have killer's tickets to give away. Who would you want to taser?
Who do you
want
to taser?
Just a little zap. Not really hurt them.
We want permanent damage.
We don't
want
to kill them.
No, we're not inciting violence here. No,
just a little shock.
Just a little shock.
Just like the old days.
Exactly. Carly from Tumbiumbi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello,
now,
Carly,
we are asking a rather odd question. Who would you like to taser this morning?
Yeah.
Who would you like to taser?
Oh, I probably actually wouldn't want to do it, but, you know, sometimes the kids in the school holidays, every time we put our bins out, they come past and kick them over.
Oh, no.
They need a tasering, for sure. Maybe you can get it like a...
somewhere, you know.
Maybe a child-size taser, just to kind of give them... Just a wake-up call.
Just a little one.
The first call we've got is Carly, who's going, "Let's taser the kids." Carly, we thought we were bad. No. I think you're breaking all the rules mate.
Carly probably comes from a generation like mine where kids used to be kicked by teachers and smacked around the head. And, hey, I got smacked around the head, and look at me. Look how I came out, Carly.
We don't condone tasering children. Let's not do that.
Let's not taser children.
I would never. I was just a joke.
Yeah, well, Carly, you've got a double pass to go to the Killers, all right? They're on this Saturday, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets from ticketek.com.au.
Well,
you've got a double
done.
Pass.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And bring your taser with you.
No, I'll leave that at home. Otherwise, I won't get in.
No, exactly. Well done, Carly. Good luck. Have a great time.
It's the only way I get in.
What, with a taser?
But I don't have a ticket. Oh, you can go in.
We got one more.
Are we? Okay. Yeah. Who we got? Warren Wazza from Narara. Hey, Wazza.
Hey, guys. How you going?
G'day, Warren. Well, who's your favourite taser? Who would you like to taser?
Well, I'd like to taser Akmal.
Me? Why, Warren? Why?
Oh, I reckon you look funny. I don't look around shaking around.
Oh, yeah. I think Warren might think I might even enjoy it, depending on...
Well, you could do.
Well, it depends on where you taser me.
I can just picture you laying down on the ground, wriggling around.
All right. Well, we're trying to arrange that for you, Warren.
Oh, that's strange.
In the meantime, Warren, we're going to send you some freckles and some nuts. Oh, I do love our audience.
Oh, yeah. They don't seem to love me very much.
Well, you know, all in a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. Taser someone for a bit of fun.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Are you all right? What happened to your nose?
I've got a piercing in my nose.
Did you get a piercing? Because it does actually look like a piercing. Hang on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does actually look like you could have had like a ring, you know, like a nose ring.
Yeah, it's worse when it happens unintentionally.
Okay.
When you get your nose pierced and you weren't planning on having your nose pierced.
What happened?
It's a surprise. My dog, my puppy, he's a little puppy, right? Mm. He looks very cute. And when I bring him in the office, all the girls kind of pat him and say, "Oh, he's so cute." And he's so nice with them.
He's gorgeous.
And I'm the one that feeds him. Mm. And he's now attacked me twice. The first time, as we know, I was in my underwear about to go into the shower and he came in and he looked very cute, very deceptive. I think he's demonic. And I think he's possessed.
He's a fluffy black thing and you've called him Bob and he doesn't seem like a vicious dog at all.
Well, that's where you're wrong. He looks can be very deceiving when it comes to satanic puppies, which he is. He bit me on a very sensitive part of my body. Mm. I mean, it doesn't get used, fair enough, these days, but it's still very sensitive.
Are you talking about your old fella?
My pee-pee. My doodle.
Your doodle. I love the word doodle. It is funny.
Doodle's funny.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got you on the doodle at first.
He got me on the doodle.
And it did draw blood, which I find a little distressing.
How do you think I feel?
Yeah, how's that?
You found it distressing.
How's that healed up? Is that all right
now? Healed up fine. Thank you very much. Yes, it was like my dog circumcised me. I no longer have a foreskin.
Oh dear.
No, but then yesterday we were sitting, and he can be very cute. You know, he's very fluffy and very playful and all that. And I've done a lot for that dog. I've fed him, I've protected him, everything. Mm. And this is how he repays me. I'm sitting there with Kate, and we're watching TV, and I'm thinking, oh, he's a cute. I'm glad we got him. Just as I thought that, he lunged into my face, and you would not believe how sharp his teeth are. They're incredible.
Oh, puppy teeth are sharp.
But he must sharpen them when we're away. He must have a little grinder, and he just shines his teeth. And because he just lunged into my face, bit me on the nose. Mm. And I guess it was easier than my doodle because it's bigger. Mm. And it's an easier target. And he pissed, and it was blood coming out of my nose.
Yeah, wow. So that was your sort of relaxing evening sitting on the couch with your wife ruined.
With my wife and Bob.
And Bob.
The child. That's our child.
That's
we don't
baby.
Have child.
But, baby you know, Bob.
Okay, it would have been worse if I had a child and he bit me on the nose. That would have been much worse.
Mm. Or so, even weirder if Bob Peters, afternoon announcer here at 2GO, bit you on the nose.
Yeah.
Did you name the dog after Bob?
No, I didn't. But there was he was in the, I brought him in yesterday. And he always acts really, you know, gentle with the ladies.
Bob the dog does.
Bob the dog does. Mm. So does Bob the announcer. You know, and I get them confused sometimes. I scratch Bob's, the announcer's stomach, and he doesn't like it. He's getting to like it the more I do it now. It does the whole leg shake and everything. It's fantastic. But honestly, I don't know what it is about that dog. He
likes to attack you, doesn't he?
Mm.
I do still have the image of him sharpening his teeth at some stage at home.
The other thing he does is he takes my keys, my car keys. Like, he waits till I'm looking at him. I don't know if this is intelligence or just being a sinister dog. Mm. He picks, as soon as I look at him, he picks the keys up with his mouth and then just runs under the bed. And I can't get him under the bed. He strategically places himself. And, you know, I'm just waiting for him. You know, I'll wake up one morning and he'll be off with my car.
He will be.
With the other two dogs.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I'm a little bit concerned.
Oh, you got that concerned look.
I have got
that concerned
look.
Your glasses on.
Yes, I could put them down on my nose. I'm a little bit concerned because there's a report that's come out that said that Australia could be cashless by 2020, which is only a couple of years away. We could be in a cashless society.
Mm. And cashless doesn't mean bankrupt.
No.
Because we could be both.
Well, yeah. The way the government's going.
Yeah.
But it's actually talking about using cash instead of using your card to tap and go and transferring money via the internet, etc.
Yeah. Cash is the thing. Cash is like DVDs. It's a thing of the past.
No, I don't want it to
be. You won't see it anymore.
I don't want it to be a thing of the past.
Why?
Because I love the feeling of cash, and I love the tangibility of cash and the colours and the shape of the notes. And
wow.
Who remembers the $2 note? Me.
I remember the $2 note, but I remember the 1 cent coins and 2 cent coins, and you have jars of copper just sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, and it was useless. And the 5 cents. When was the last time you actually used a 5 cent piece?
Well, I do. I know where every coin is. This is the thing about me, right?
Yes.
I don't have those coin jars that a lot of people have because I have to keep track of where the money is. And so I know where every coin is.
Where's the 5 cent coins?
Well, I've got some 5 cents in my purse.
Have you?
I think there's one on the counter at home.
There's one on the counter at home. Yeah. You're amazing. Are you like slightly OCD?
A little bit
OCD. Yeah. I understand. No, I don't like having money in my pocket. I would rather not have money. I mean, back in the old days, you know, I mean, the Aboriginal people, they used seashells and things, and they got on fine for 60,000 years.
So you're happy with just tap
I'm
and
happy
go
being indigenous. And yes. Sorry, no, I didn't mean that.
You're happy just tap and go, like just with the internet, the technology and all of that, to not carry cash at all.
Of course. Why? Well, it's the hassle of cash. You can never, you know, it's
but
much.
But it feels nice. You don't feel like you've got money unless you've got money, like tangible money.
I mean, it feels nice. I don't know what you mean.
You know what? What are they going to do with the Monopoly board?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cashless society, how are we going to play Monopoly? You can't exactly pass go and tap and go.
You bring your card.
Tap and do not pass go.
You bring your card, and you know when you've gone bankrupt, it says no refund, no funds available. But you know what? I think the weirdest thing about having a cashless society, bank robberies. Imagine a guy going in with a gun saying, all right, just deposit $20,000 into my account and no one gets hurt. And you have to wait till it clears.
And then you go, what's your BSB number,
mate?
Yeah,
hold on. I'll just get it for you. Thanks, mate. And okay, I'll be off then.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. 2GO presents The Killers. Saturday, April 28, Kudos Bank Arena. Well, somebody told me. Grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au or right now with Mandy and Akmal's Killer or Rockstar.
Really simple game. We give you a name. It's not going to be a well-known name because that's the point, right? So we're going to give you a name. You have to guess whether it's a rockstar or a killer.
This is one of my favourite
games.
Games, yes. I was going to give it away. Sorry.
You stopped yourself. Gee, that was good, though. You stopped yourself just in time there.
My brain said, stop.
Chris from Matcham. Akmal nearly gave it away there. How are you, pal?
I'm well, Mandy Akmal. How are you guys?
We're great. Are you a Killers fan?
I am one of the biggest Killers fans.
Okay, right. Well, well done for getting through because the board was going off. Let's give you the name. You can tell us whether you think it's a musician, rock star, or a killer. An actual killer.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti.
From. I'm going to say it's a rock star, and the fact that most killers have their middle name in there. So I'm going to say a rock star.
Oh, yay!
It's true. Well done.
The rock star. It's one of my favorite artists. We don't have them on our list. Playlist.
This is a Nigerian rock star that Akmal listens to.
Yeah, you should check him out. Fela Kuti.
Thank you guys so much.
Do you like funk?
More rock.
More rock than funk.
So I don't think Chris is going to look up Fela Kuti anytime soon.
Not going to be your thing.
But you are going to the Killers. Have a cracking night tomorrow and ring and tell us what the show was like next week.
Absolutely. Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, Chris.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to get your opinion on something because I'm kind of going a little bit crazy at home.
Yes. Now, are you crazy at work?
I know.
Crazy at work?
I know.
At home? Yes.
But I'm going crazy in a kind of Seinfeld way because there's a dog pooing on my front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which dog it is. I don't know whose dog it is in my neighbourhood, but somebody is letting their dog poo on my front lawn and it is driving me crazy.
I
want to catch the dog and I want to catch the owner of the dog.
Have you seen the dog do it?
I've never seen the dog do it. That's the problem.
First question.
Yes.
Why do you assume it's a dog?
Oh.
Huh? I've met some of the locals here. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past them. Maybe someone who's listened to the show.
Maybe.
And is very vindictive. Maybe they're trying to get to me through you.
Or maybe they're trying to get to me. Anyway, it doesn't look like human feces.
Well, you can't tell.
Well, you can't really, but you do. Well, you can. You know what a dog poo looks like. I mean, I'm looking at this going, I want to pick up your dog's poo. This is really irresponsible of you. Let your dog poo on my front lawn time and time again. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe it's a stray dog, but I haven't seen any stray dogs in our area.
No stray dogs, no.
No, this isn't irresponsible. And so now I've found myself going outside, just loitering around the front yard and looking at people who are walking their dogs in my neighbourhood going, is it you? Is it you? And then, oh, no, he's got a bag. It's not him. Is it you?
The bag could be a deflection.
It could be a decoy. So, I'm judging these people and I'm looking at them going, is it you?
Your Everyone's guilty until proven innocent. I like that.
And I've judged their dogs too. I go, that dog looks a little bit small to be doing that size poo. Probably not your dog. And it's driving me crazy. And I'm at the point now where I'm ready to install some cameras so that I can monitor this every day.
It's going to the next level, I can see.
It's next level.
Why don't you take the poo to forensics? Go to the police station. They've got a forensics. Put it in a little container.
Do you know what?
Yes.
That I would be prepared to do that.
And they can tell you what kind of dog it is.
Can they?
Well, I think so. I don't know.
They do this in Paris, I think, to stop
Paris.
People from dropping poo in the parks and the street because they want to. So they do some sort of
doo-doo.
They do forensic testing on the doo-doo.
No, I would do that.
It's driving me nuts. It's so annoying. I feel like putting signs up. I'm about to put some signs up on the post outside my house that says, if your dog poos in my front garden, pick it up.
But it's a $500 fine with some councils if you don't pick up your dog's mess.
So I just need a council person to sit in my front garden and wait for the dog.
And how do the dogs pay for that? Hey, come on.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, there's no better way to finish off the show on a Friday, I reckon. Then with John Farnham, it's breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on the Central Coast 107.7 2GO.
I know if you think harder, that you could probably think of better ways.
I know you love Farnsie.
I do love Farnsie.
So that side of the desk, Farnsie fan. This side of the desk,
what about you get out of the studio and you hop into a spa and two beautiful ladies feed you...
Grapes.
Well, if you like grapes, yes. Or cream
and you think strawberries. That would be a better way to finish the show?
Well, yeah.
Might be.
Better than John Farnham.
I
like John Farnham, but I think there are better ways to finish off the week. I can think of hundreds of ways.
Okay.
Are you saying there might be a better John?
True blood.
No, guys, one day this week where we didn't play music once. We had one day this week and I thought, you know what, maybe they've forgotten about
I have forgotten, and that's why I take back the whole thing about the spa. I think the best way to end the week is with a good old John Williamson ballad. A true blue Aussie. None of those fake Aussies.
Much.
Get rid of those fake Aussies. He's true blue. These pink and puce Aussies, piss them off. Sorry, John Farnham. I like you well. But
hey, talking about Aussie, can I just give you a little piece of information that's kind of got my goat this morning, just really quickly before we go? I know we got to go. South Australia already has the big orange.
Big orange.
Already has the big rocking horse.
Yes.
I think it's got the big prawn or something, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, the big prawn is in Ballina. Oh, that's in Ballina. Okay.
Yes.
It's got something else that's big in Robe, and I can't remember what it is. But anyway, it's got
drugs.
It's got enough big things.
Heroin, I think, is a big...
Sorry. It's got enough big things.
It's got...
And guess what? They're going to build another big thing.
What is it?
They're going to build the big slouch hat in South Australia.
Why?
And it's going to be like 16 metres long. And they want to do it because they want to celebrate Anzac Day and stuff at the RSL. So they're going to put the big slouch hat on top of the RSL.
So there you go. Another reason not to visit Adelaide.
Well,
we've got a list now.
I just want the big sausage idea to get up on the Central Coast.
Yes.
Why can't we make the big sausage?
We were talking about a big sausage idea, but
nobody seemed to support the big sausage idea.
And the deputy mayor, who in a drunken haze said, "Oh, it's a great idea, Akmal. Let's do the big sausage on the Central Coast." And then when he sobered up and he had his deputy mayor hat on, he thought it was terrible.
I don't think he was drunk, but anyway.
No, he wasn't.
You know what?
Well, then he's a liar.
He changed his tune. But anyway.
All right.
Like
politician. Maybe we can relook at the big sausage idea.
Let's have a meeting on the weekend. Let's come back to work on the meeting on the weekend and have a meeting about the big sausage.
Yeah. We're very keen for the big sausage.
Who's in?
I'm in the big sausage, yes.
Coming to the meeting on the weekend?
You know, I was thinking it's not such a great idea, really.
All right, look, we've got to get out of here. Mickey D's in next. He's got plenty of Friday fun ones for you. We'll be back on Monday. We got Barnsley tickets to give away, I think.
We've got Barnsley tickets next week, and we're going to tell you where and when you can get your tickets to the biggest comedy festival on the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get out of here. You have a safe, happy weekend. We'll catch you Monday. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.